enjoyment to your lifestyle. Plus films on Alaska, the Rockies, and Route 66, showing you how to save money on your adventure. The St. Louis RV Show, Thursday through Sunday, online at stlrv.com.
Hi, Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing Exteriors. As a 1972 Mizzou grad, we are a proud sponsor of Missouri basketball. Go Tigers!
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
When it comes to your taxes, have you left money on the table? Visit hrblock.com/second look to find out if it's likely they'll find you money in your past returns.
I used to hear that song this time of day.
Tiny bubble.
It normally comes after 5:30. Today there is no after 5:30 for us. We're kicked off the air by Mizzou basketball. So Mr. Evans has graciously consented to go on with us now. From Southern California, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. You're going to remodel a kitchen or bathroom? Why not just do it right and then never regret that you went with somebody who didn't know what they were doing? ThompsonPrice.com. Here is Mike Evans.
Hi, Ian.
A little early?
No problem. I am a professional.
We know that.
Pop quiz question. Jimmy Kimmel starts his head-to-head show against David Letterman and Jay Leno on ABC tonight. And I think he will do very well. Your question, what do Jimmy Kimmel and I have in common? We both work to the same radio station. We belong to the same golf club. Or we often sit next to each other when I go to a Laker game. Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. When Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez broke up New Year's in Mexico, friends say Selena was screaming about Justin's pot smoking.
Far out,
indeed. Taylor Swift has broken up with Harry Styles.
No way.
No.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Oh,
I'm beginning sure to get enough material for a new album.
I'm beginning to think right. There might be something wrong with that girl.
Could be. Latest on Lindsay Lohan, a no-show in court yesterday, and she is still out partying, goes out to party at 1 o'clock in the morning, even last night. She just doesn't get it. According to England publicists, the three hottest booties in the public eye are, in order, number three, Rihanna.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, Miranda Kerr.
I don't know who that is.
She's married to Orlando Bloom. She's gorgeous. Number one, Pippa Middleton.
Yeah.
I know who
that is. Of course,
this is
Princess Catherine's sister. You didn't know who she was?
I'm not a butt guy. I'm a boob and face and legs guy. Face first.
They said much junk in the trunk, ineligible, Jennifer Lopez.
Too much. Wow, when you got too much to be eligible, then you got too much.
Nicki Minaj. And Kim Kardashian. Oh, come on, please. They asked on all three. Well, J-Lo, not as much as, but Nicki Minaj, have you seen her butt?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
It's
she'd
monstrous.
Have to thread it through a door jam.
It's like a beanbag chair.
TV news, Hollywood and liberal politics are intertwined. You're supposed to go, what?
What?
And if you want proof of that, the finale of 30 Rock, the guest star is going to be Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, that's a very political show, 30 Rock.
Speaking of guest stars and finales, despite NBC begging Steve Carell to make appearance on The Office finale, Steve Carell has said, thanks, but no thanks. He's not going to appear on the last show.
Yeah, the kind of things I wonder about. I wonder what Pelosi's like in bed. I really do.
Oh.
Why would you think that?
I would rather
wonder what Rhea Perlman would be like.
Well, then you're sick. Yeah, mine makes more sense than yours.
Not really.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah, I just wonder, has she even done it in 20 years? And then we might be completely shocked. She might be like a wild animal or something.
What about Sarah Palin?
I think Sarah Palin knows what she's doing.
I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer and Martin Lawrence are going to be doing a sitcom together, sort of a black, white, young, old, odd couple.
Hmm.
X Factor and America's Got Talent ratings slipped last year, both owned by Simon Cowell. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Don't feel too bad for Simon Cowell. He owns those two shows plus other shows. His company made $90 million last
year.
See,
this is where we've missed the boat. You got to get in life to a point where failures make you money.
Yeah.
See, this is where we missed it.
And finally, Jimmy Kimmel going up against David Letterman and Jay Leno. What did you, Jimmy Kimmel and I have in common? Worked at the same radio station, we're a member of the same golf club, or we've sat next to each other at Laker games?
Oh, man, I wanted to go radio station. I'm going to go Laker games.
Radio station.
I'll go radio station.
Jimmy and I both worked at K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. I did mornings, he did sports. What's wrong with that picture? I'm Mike Evans, Hollywood Sam.
I didn't want to say this where he could hear me, but what's wrong with that picture is Mike Evans.
Well, yeah.
Now, Jimmy Kimmel did before Frank Caliendo on Fox, right?
Yes, he was the first.
He was the first
I didn't
guy.
Know that.
Yeah, the first guy that would pick games.
Now, you know what I wonder? You think Kimmel, if you went at Jimmy Kimmel and said, hey, Mike Evans says hello, he'd go, who? You think he'd know? I mean, really, do you think he'd remember?
I bet he would. I don't. It's hard to tell what the story is.
Mike Evans. Yeah, it is. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Hey, we have time to chat. You want to call? Light them up. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. John joins us. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
I'm fine. And I want to say that I'm AM and the PM.
That's a good thing to say to us. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to thank you for getting that story out about the Bank of America. And I don't mean this to be critical, but I first heard this from Tom Gresham's Gun Talk show about 6 months ago.
Okay.
And we have since then, well, in fact, we called, my wife and I, we called the bank, and we told them that we didn't approve of their policy, and we were no longer going to be using their credit card.
I had an advertiser call me a while ago during a break and said, did you know that Bass Pro Shop, their credit card is a Bank of America credit card? I'll guarantee you Bass Pro Shop's going to rethink that.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Is there anything else we can help you with?
No. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you, John. Call anytime.
Bye-bye.
All right. We go from one John to another John and a Johnny on hold. What is going on with this John thing? Here's another John. Hello, John.
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you?
Hi, John.
Not too bad. Hey, why was Evans on early?
Well, because we're off at 5:30 today. We're kicked off from Mizzou basketball.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, I haven't been around, but curious, I'm sure you answer this question a bunch. Where'd Tina go?
She quit a long time ago, months ago.
Yeah, I know. I've been busy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. She was good. Are you going to replace her? I heard
probably not. I've gotten virtually no emails from anybody that misses having a female on the show. And based on that lack of response, I figure, was it really that necessary? So we're not going to rush to do something just to do it if the right female just happens to come along. Because to me, everything that has ever worked for me on the air over 30 years has been an accident. It's just been an accident. It fell into place. So we're not in any hurry to do that.
No, not that you need to be, but I think there's a dynamic that at least I missed there. So I'll email you.
Okay.
But I don't want you to rush and find,
Okay. Something.
Okay.
Anything else?
Day.
That it?
Yeah, that's it.
That was easy. Thank you, John.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's very interesting. There's been virtually very little in the way of, and I don't want to be careful here because I'm not trying to diss her. It's not, but it's just interesting that there's not really a huge hole there, a void. So why rush to do something that's really maybe not that necessary? As Ed McMahon used to say, here's Johnny. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Johnny.
Thank you.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I tell you a fact, it's hard to believe. Sunday night, George Norrie celebrated his 10th year on the air of doing the Coast to Coast AM show.
Wow.
And
Has that been 10 years?
It must have been. Yeah. You can't celebrate your 10 years unless it's been 10
years.
That's
true. Yeah, there's records for that.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know, Frank, that I am personal friends with George. When he comes into town, I pick him up. I drive for a limo service here in St. Louis.
George takes a limo. Wow.
He takes a sedan. You know, I pick him up a sedan.
That's all right. It's still a limo. Limo service.
But, you know, he's such an incredible guy. But I really think, Frank, he's told me that, you know, he learned to do his, you know, spots from you. And, you know, he really learned a lot from you, Frank. And I think you ought to be getting a cut on every commercial he does.
I couldn't agree with you more. I could not agree with you more. Now we just got to convince George I should be getting a piece of that action.
I'll work on it for you.
Please do.
It'll be back in 3 or 4 months. So.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Johnny.
Bye.
You see, George. Now, George is on a different level.
Yeah, he used to have a sedan driving around.
And you call it a sedan all you want to. He still calls a limo service.
Yes.
Not a cab, not a Cleed cab, but a limo service. Probably a black town car,
that's
what I'm guessing, to pick George up. Well, he's at a different level than
And
good for him. Good for George. I like George. Hello, Doug.
Hey, how are you guys?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. I just have a simple request for one of your bumper music, since it's Elvis's birthday. If you could please play Viva Las Vegas.
I don't think that should be a big problem. We could do that, can't we?
Sure.
Any particular reason you want to hear that?
That's always one of my favorites by him. I just think that's a great song.
Okay, well, here's how nice we are. Done. We'll do it. See how easy we are?
Thank you so much.
All right, Doug, you'll hear it in a little bit. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah. You can do that, Peon?
Sure.
If we lost Vegas, the king, we're about 78 years old today. Here's John. Hello, John.
Hey, it's me again, regarding the female on the radio.
Okay.
Well, who are you going to take to the spanking room now?
Oh, we have other people that work here who aren't on the air that can go to the spanking room.
Yeah.
They may not be known names, but there are a couple of spanking candidates here.
Yes.
Well, no, there's just a great dynamic that I will miss, but that was the first one I thought of. So.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you, John. Now, see, that's interesting. Here's a guy who wants to know who I'm going to spank.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, I get that kind of call every day. Here's Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
I don't know if you have time for this. I was inspired by the guy who called earlier and told you the joke he made up.
Mm-hmm.
I made up one, too. I think it's funny, but I'm going to just give it to you guys to improve it or tell me if it's funny, because you guys will know.
Okay, well, what's interesting to me is rarely does anybody actually make up a joke. We had this discussion the other day off the air, is who writes jokes? Well, for example, a guy goes into a bar, and there's a hooker at the end of the bar. I mean, like a real joke with a real punchline.
Who writes this stuff?
Yeah, who writes it? Nobody has ever figured out who writes these jokes. And then usually when somebody does actually write a homemade joke, on a 1 to 10, it's like a 3. That guy, we gave him a 7. We're ready for yours. Take it away.
I didn't know. Just real quick. It's a little blue. There's no bad words.
Okay.
And I'll need one sound effect, although if it's not in there, it's not that big.
What do you need? And when do we, what's the cue for the sound effect?
I think Peon will know.
All right.
Okay.
When it happens.
Okay.
It's sort of early in the joke.
Okay.
All right. I've only told it like twice, so give me just 2 seconds here. So this guy goes out to a bar, picks up a gal. Things go well, brings her home, and they're, you know, getting down and dirty. They get to the part where he takes off his clothes, and his Weezer pops up. And all of a sudden, she hears, and she says, "What in the heck is that?" He says, "I know. It's happened to me ever since I was a teenager. I can't help it. It just happened." She says, "I'm out of here." She leaves. Well, this guy is just hard up. So he goes out every weekend trying to find somebody. Sometimes he hooks up with somebody. Sometimes he doesn't. But if he gets them home, they get to that point, and Weezer pops up. Well, no luck, because nobody wants to even stick around when that happens. So he's desperate. I mean, guys get backup, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guys
no, I got it right now. I have it right now.
Well, he decides he's got to hire a professional. So he looks in, you know, wherever you look for that, and he's like $200 a night for her. Well, I wonder what if I offer $1,000 for all night. So he calls up, has an escort come over, and she says, "Well, it's $200 for an hour." She said, "He puts down $1,000 cash on the table." Says, "I'm going to want you all night long." She says, "Fine." So starts to undress. Weezer goes up. She looks at his Weezer, looks at the pile of money, looks back at him, and says, "Oh, great. Now I'm going to have that stuck in my head all night long." Oh, come on.
No, you come on. I mean, really.
That's the elephant walk that a song was.
Well, first of all, most people would know, or maybe not, that that's the baby elephant walk. Mm-hmm.
It's irrelevant. It gets stuck in your head.
But it could have been any melody. The problem is your punchline.
You got three people sitting here. It's a double meaning, though.
Nobody laughed. What do you mean double meaning?
I'm going to have this stuck in my head.
In my head all night?
Well, yeah.
That's
what she said.
Yeah, but why would it be stuck in her head all night?
Okay, maybe explain it to Frank.
No, I know what he's saying. It's a Monica all night long. Well, that's not going to happen.
But he said, if we could.
I can't believe we're analyzing this joke.
No, but we could enhance it. He asked us to enhance it, too, if we could.
Right. I asked if you guys thought it was funny. I don't know. I thought it was pretty good. I mean.
I think the silence gave you your answer.
I didn't know if it was funny, but I thought, well, I heard that, because you hear that phrase. Oh, now I've got that stuck in my head, like one of those kind of songs, like Baby Elephant Walk or The Girl from Infinia.
Dave, I don't. A lot of people just heard that joke. I doubt that people are going to go around and start telling that joke tonight. You get a one.
Maybe you can improve it.
No.
I think there's something there.
You know what? I think people will remember those, the Baby Elephant Walk.
Right. They're going to be stuck in their head.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you that. Dave, right, give it a try. Hey, and a round of applause for at least trying and having the guts to come on the air and tell such a horrible joke. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
See, he started the whole thing. And maybe, by the way, this might not be a bad idea. Anybody that thinks you can write a joke, because I can't write jokes.
No, it's tough.
I've thought about this. I can tell a joke, but I can't write a joke. Not the caliber of the jokes I want to tell. And isn't that interesting? That you probably have never met anybody who can actually write a joke that's on the level of "Take My Wife, Please," or, you know, I mean, like a real joke. And so, wrecked him, almost killed him. You know, a real joke.
Yes.
People can't do that. Let's go to Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Frank. Hi, guys. How are you today?
Kelly, everybody.
Hey, Kelly.
What can we do for you?
Hey, I just got to thinking about it. I was listening to you on the way, run around, and I was calling to apply for the position for the spanking room.
Oh. There's not really a spanking room position, but
I think you just need the right gal in there, team player.
Are you talking about just to be spanked or to sit in on the show?
To sit in on the show and be spanked.
Well,
a little bit of all of it.
Yeah. Well, you may be right, but we're in no hurry. I
understand.
So if you want to drop me an email and tell me a little bit about who you are and what you're all about, I'll take a look at it.
I certainly will. And I just want to go ahead and give Mark a plug from Steeple and Nicholas. I met with him a few times, and I recently moved on my retirement investment. So
beautiful.
There you go, folks.
And Mark makes things very easy, very pleasant to work with.
He's a very pleasant guy.
Yes, he is.
All right. Well, Kelly, thank you for that, and thank you for calling and listening.
Okay, guys, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. I know we have to break. I have to take one. No, I thought I had a call. Well, I did have, but somebody didn't take it and put the name on the screen. So let's get a little business out of the way. We'll get the business of dental work out of the way. And isn't that really the way you kind of feel about it? If you don't go to Ballast Dental Care, that's how you look at it. Oh, let me get this out of the way. I've been dreading this for months. Then you don't go to Ballast Dental Care. I can tell you right now. I'm about 2 to 3 months away from hitting the 40-year mark as a patient. 40 years as a patient at Ballast Dental Care. I was blessed with pretty good teeth. You know, some people, they're born with good skin. You, when you were in high school, you had that zit-faced kid.
Oh, yeah.
A kid
kids with no acne.
Filled with acne. And you thought, man, I feel sorry for that kid. He just zits everywhere. And then the other kids, they don't get any acne or zits or they don't have bad. It's just, you know, luck of the draw. I was born with pretty good teeth. Had cavities as a kid, because when I was a kid, there was no fluoride in the water, so I had cavities. And school nurse, they had to come to school and do fluoride treatments to everybody. Had some teeth pulled over the years. Had a couple of toothaches. You know, but not bad teeth. Overall, pretty good teeth. Never had to have braces. I don't care where you are on the scale. You know, say 1 to 10. 1, horrible. 10, really great, perfect teeth. Anywhere in between, I have your dental clinic, Ballast Dental Care. And if you still dread going to the dentist, I'll bet you don't go there. I don't see how you could. You're going to the wrong place. You hate your dentist? Dump him. You have no obligation, commitment to that dentist. Go to Ballast Dental Care. Now, if you've called somewhere before and they said, well, we're not taking any new patients till September, then you didn't call Ballast Dental Care. They'll take you. They'll be happy to have you as a new patient. In spite of the fact that they have lots and lots of patients, they have a facility where they can accommodate 10 patients at one time, but it's not assembly line dentistry. You got some really good people there who know how to treat you and know about your anxiety and your fear and how much in the past you hated. They know all that. They've seen people like you before and worse. And this will be the last time you've been afraid to go to the dentist. About 3 minutes in Ballast Dental Care, and you'll be saying, where has this place been all my life? They've been right where they are now, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You want to check on more? Here's their website, ballastdentalcare.com.
Time for another look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
And let's start with westbound 70. You've got bumper-to-bumper traffic from Highway 270 out to the Blanchette Bridge. Once you're beyond that, it's a great run out through Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Slowing at Lindbergh on eastbound 270 now. Just open after 170, it looks good. Southbound 270 is stop-and-go in pockets between the Clayton Road overpass and Doherty Ferry. You're looking good downtown. And westbound 64, just the normal slowdown now, Science Center through McCausland. And this traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Try St. Louis Bread Company's new spinach power salad for lunch. It starts with fresh baby spinach topped with roasted mushrooms, hard-boiled eggs, apple with smoked bacon, and frizzled onions. Power up at Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
TV critic extraordinaire. Good morning, Gail Pennington.
Good morning, McGraw Millhaven.
Ann Compton live at the White House.
And good morning from the White House. Where do you want to start?
Good morning, Kat.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Deb Peterson.
Good morning, McGraw Millhaven.
Linda Alvin is in London.
For a minute, you said, what are you doing this weekend? I thought you were asking me out on a date. It talked about what's most important. I was going to say you. And then.
Weekday mornings at 6.
You know, I find out I'm one of the harem.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
The Big 550.
Did you miss me last week?
Yes, of course I did.
Good answer.
KTRS.
Hi, I'm Pat Gallner, the owner of OK Vacuum on Manchester Road in De Pere, and I'm here with my daughter Heidi.
Hi.
Who has a few questions about wood floors.
I recently made a trip into one of those big discount stores and overheard a customer asking some questions about what she should use on her wood floors. The clerk had no idea and pointed her towards the cleaning aisle. So, Mom, what should she use?
First of all of my sales staff have had extensive training in how to care for wood floors. They all attend periodic cleaning classes to keep them knowledgeable. Second, it's important to know if the floor is urethane coated, synthetic wood, or wood with a wax coating. At OK Vacuum, we have a product called Woodwise, used for cleaning wood floors with a urethane coating or any of the Pergo type floors. If you have a waxed floor, we have a line of products that will put new life into that old floor.
I guess it's true. Mothers know best.
Get solutions to your problems at OK Vacuum, located on Manchester Road a mile east of I-270 in De Pere. They're open 6 days a week at OK Vacuum. We're the professional shop.
The home remodeling season is on.
And Granite Busters is making your decision easy with the winter warm-up sale.
Until February 17th, when you purchase 50 square feet or more of granite countertops, you'll get the following extras absolutely free.
A stainless steel undermount sink, free.
A designer faucet, free.
Removal of your old countertops, free.
And custom installation of your new countertops, with with an industry-exclusive lifetime guarantee, all 100% free.
And Granite Busters isn't like the other guys.
With a 20,000-square-foot designer showroom and double warehouse, you can choose from over 500 slabs of granite right on the spot.
Prices starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed.
Free in-home estimates within 25 miles of the store.
Hurry, call or stop into Granite Busters at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
The winter warm-up sale.
Only at Granite Busters.
Where they won't take you for granite.
Are you doing that joke again?
I thought it was funny. Again. New customers only while supplies last. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 2/17/2013.
Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. Story time. I have a very great friend. We'll call her Princess. One day, she met a man who lives far away on the West Coast, and they fell in love. After some time of long-distance romance, they needed to be together in matrimony. She sold her successful business and was leaving behind most of her family, friends, and possessions, except one. Prince Charming flew in to drive with her to their new castle, and what did they drive out west to start their new life together? You got it, her Meyer Honda CR-V. So they packed some belongings, loaded up the CR-V. Honda, that is, holds a lot. Great mileage. And the princess and the prince and their Honda will live happily ever after. Drive a Honda. Anything is possible. Your gateway Honda dealer, Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Here's a reminder from St. Louis Recharge and Fire Control in Valley Park. Please give blood. By doing so, you may save the life of a child, surgery patient, or accident victim. And giving blood is safe, it's simple, and it is needed. A message from Tim and his staff at St. Louis Recharge and Fire Control, located behind Carroll House Furniture at 28 Front Street in Valley Park. Trust their years of experience for all your fire extinguishing needs. Call St. Louis Recharge and Fire Control at 636-861-1395.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, it's Tuesday. These two things means that this particular Tuesday we're off here at 5:30. Don't worry, we'll have the joke. We'll have the playhouse. And we also have this guy, Joe Hipperson, because today is the day. The CDs and the DVDs are released, and he's going to tell you what's out there. He's brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. They are wonderful stores. And in addition to the world's greatest vacuum cleaner, plus the new Miele vacuum cleaner, and a lot of other great stuff for your home, check them out. Oric, here is Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
How are you, Joe?
Good, Frank. How are you, sir?
Let me check. Hang on. Fine.
Good. Excellent. Glad you're fine. Now, it is New Release Tuesday, and I will get right to it on the music end. Not much to write home about. I will tell you that if you're a fan of the show Girls, the one that's on HBO, that I say is a very, very good show, can't wait for the second season, the soundtrack to the entire first season is available today if you want to pick that up and relive some of your favorite moments from that show. A band responsible for everything I loathe in the music industry, Hollywood Undead, have a new album out. Ian, do you go for that?
I don't know what that is.
Never heard of it.
It's a bunch of metal with white guys rapping.
Oh, that's our audience.
All right.
That's our audience.
So Hollywood Undead is, they're going out. I'll tell you this, it's very rare that I say there's a band on my radar that I'm really picking up on. I'm really digging. There's a group called 21 Pilots, two-person group. Very interesting. A really cool band.
Why isn't it called Two Pilots?
Yeah.
I have yet to interview the band and find out. But I will tell you that it's got a lot of different sounds from what I would call popular music right now. all kind of blended together, and I think they pull it off in a very, very cool way. 21 Pilots, their album is called Vessel. It drops today. Definitely worth checking out, picking up, see what you think. Or do that thing, you can go to iTunes and just sample a couple of 30-second clips, see if it, you know, grabs you. If the hook gets you, I say go for it. Really good band. This is their debut album. So, you know, support some music. On the end of DVDs today, a comedy called Hit and Run is out. It is a road comedy. It's got Dax Shepard, if you know who that is.
Oh, I can't stand that.
I was about to say, if you know who that is,
I can't
you know
stand
exactly
it.
What you'll get
There's
from this movie.
There's a show on TV called Parenthood. Okay, I love the show.
He's on there.
He's the only cast member who just doesn't.
And he is married to Kristen Bell.
I know.
Yeah.
And he's a goofy looking guy.
And Kristen Bell stars alongside Dax Shepard in the comedy Hit
He's
and
a goofy looking
That's
guy.
That's yeah.
Hey, is he the guy that runs the music studio on Parenthood?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I know exactly
a recording
what you're talking
studio.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I agree 100%. Game Change is finally out on DVD and Blu-ray. This is the one where Julianne Moore played the would-be first lady, Sarah Palin. Remember when they did that?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
It also has Woody Harrelson. It's got Ed Harris. It is a very, very good movie. I'm not going to argue about what's correct and what's not, what's real and what isn't. It's just a really good, good movie. It's called Game Change. It is a very sad day when I have to announce that Nicolas Cage has a straight-to-DVD release.
Oh, boy.
I know. Oh. Just a matter of time. Stolen is the name of the film. It really doesn't matter what the plot is. It is a straight-to-DVD Nick Cage movie. So, hey.
What happened to a really good script for Nicolas Cage? How long has it been since
well, it
he had a great movie?
It depends what you call a great movie. I thought that movie Next, where he played a guy that could see about a minute into the future, I thought that was really, really well done. A lot of people have made fun of his hair and whatnot, but I thought that was a great concept and very well executed. You can see he cons a lot of people in Vegas.
He's doing like 12 movies a year, isn't he? He needs every dollar, doesn't he?
Well, oh, okay, yeah. He's in big financial trouble.
What was the last great Nicolas Cage movie? He did that one with...
did he do Con Air? Was he in Con Air?
He was in Con Air.
Con Air was great. Face Off was great.
Yeah, well, don't forget The Rock. I think The Rock was awesome.
Yeah, he was,
but
yeah.
These are all years ago.
Adaptation with Meryl Streep, I thought was very, very well done. But I'm trying to think right now, maybe Ian, you've got it.
What was the
sure.
Las Vegas, Leaving Las Vegas?
Oh, yeah. That's when he won the Academy Award for.
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie, though, that Ridley Scott directed it, and Sam Shepard, I think, was in it as well. He was a con man, and the whole
Match
con...
something?
Matchstick Man.
Matchstick Man.
That is the last great Nicolas Cage movie I can think of.
Right.
And now, straight to DVD with the album Stolen. Guns, Girls, and Gambling is the name of our next release. I'm not kidding. When I tell you this stars Gary Oldman, Christian Slater, and Chris Kattan with a special appearance by Dane Cook.
Chris Kattan.
You know, I spoke with Christian Slater recently.
Really?
About how much he sounds like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
And I'll play a little bit of the interview. In fact, here's right after where I say to Christian Slater, you know, Chris, that's what I call him. A lot of people say, you sound just like Jack Nicholson. Here's what he said.
I've heard that from a lot of people, and I don't hear it, quite frankly.
I don't hear it either.
Did he?
I didn't either.
Did he have a cold?
Yeah.
He had a cold.
Yeah, maybe he did.
Cold. Yeah.
Interesting. First time ever on Blu-ray. Get excited, kids, for HD visions of things you've never seen before. First time ever on Blu-ray. Mrs. Minerva, Grand Hotel, Al Jolson, the jazz singer, all out on Blu-ray for the first time, including Driving Miss Daisy.
The original Al Jolson?
Yes,
with
the original.
Larry Parks?
Yes, the original Al Jolson, the jazz singer, out on Blu-ray. Driving Miss Daisy, I think it's a good movie, but I don't know if I need the HD brilliance of Driving Miss Daisy. It just doesn't seem to make any sense.
Mrs. Minerva? What the heck?
It's like a 1940s movie. Isn't it from the 40s or something?
It's a black and white film. I believe it's late 1940s.
Sounds like you were chewing on your tongue or something.
I know. Mrs. Minerva.
All right, how about this then? First time on Blu-ray, a movie I think is very good. People
forget
about.
Hey, we don't mind this, man. I like to do a little bit of my Al Jolson. I like to do Al Jolson. Good, everybody. Mrs. Minerva. Thank everybody for coming out today to hear Joe Henderson. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my mammy.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you.
What was that?
I'll tell you what it is. It's we're up in the production value of this segment.
Yes,
brilliant.
We are.
Here's a movie that a lot of people forget about. It's brilliant. It's out on Blu-ray. Denzel Washington, Angelina Jolie, The Bone Collector.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
really good,
good
flick, but you forget about it. But that's the first time ever it's out on Blu-ray today. Where do you stand, Frank? Cape Fear, 1962 or 1991?
91.
You prefer the 91 version?
91.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. I think they're both pretty good.
Robert De Niro was
Oh, it's
a
insane.
Great
De Niro
guy.
Makes it.
Oh, man.
We're the first time ever on Blu-ray. The 1962 version with Gregory Peck and Robert Mitchum is out today on Blu-ray. You should be able to find the Blu-ray of the 1991
version. Robert Mitchum was pretty nasty, though.
Oh, yeah. Now, especially for the time.
And now I'd like to, if I could, imagine, if you will, what it would have been like if Cape Fear had had Al Jolson in it. And he said this.
Oh, man.
Now you're going to have to get off my houseboat right now. Get off my houseboat.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
And anyways, that girl in Cape Fear with Nick Nolte, that
Juliette Lewis.
Yeah.
She was the creepiest.
The young girl, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, is she creepy.
And if you look at it, man, I'll tell you, for about, what, in 20 years? She's played the same age girl for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Every time I see her, I see that girl in Cape Fear.
Yeah.
I just can't get that out of
creepy,
my mind.
Creepy weird, right?
Exactly.
It's just not right. Out on DVD as well today. Let's see. You've got Smash Season 1, Anger Man.
All right.
Anger Man. Anger.
Come on out here, my band.
Anger Management, the Charlie Sheen show, Anger Management, Season 1 is available. Episodes, Seasons 1 and 2, and a box set. Dallas Season 1, the new Dallas Season 1, out on DVD. There's a 3-pack out today. It features two films that I think are great and one that absolutely blows, the Gremlins Goonies 3-pack featuring Goonies, Gremlins, and unfortunately, Gremlins 2.
Is that the Hoyt Axton movie?
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
Gremlins, yeah.
That's got to be 35 years old.
Oh, it's old, but I'll tell you what, it stands up, man. That stop-motion animation, you got Robert Zemeckis, you got Steven Spielberg. I mean, really good guys put the movie together, and then people just suck the life out of it with the sequel. Also today, you can pick up a movie called House at the End of the Street, unrated version. As if anybody would really want to see an unrated version movie, absolutely just bites. I'll just be straight up with you, unless you really get a gift card to the Redbox, fine. Blow it if you want to.
What does that mean, unrated? It just means a couple of more curse words in it or something?
Yes, and nowadays what they're doing is adding CGI blood into action movies.
Oh, to make it more gory.
Yes, they were PG-13, and then they add the CGI blood for the unrated cut on DVD. I kind of sometimes like watching Stallone movies from a period of time where it was kind of embarrassing, like, let's say, Judge Dredd. I find that to be kind of a, you know, guilty pleasure. The remake that they just did is now out on DVD. It's
I've never even heard of Judge Dredd.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Judge Dredd came out right about the time, about a year after he did Demolition Man, early to mid-1990s. The remake, called Dredd, is absolutely abismal.
Well, he hates it. Stallone himself, I talked to him.
He hates the remake.
I said, Sly, I understand you're embarrassed about the remake of Judge Dredd. Here's what he said.
Oh, yeah. You know, I like Judge Dredd. You know, Judge, I was a judge. I had a robe and stuff. I don't know.
Told you. And last but not least, we got a really cool movie out for kids. It is in black and white, but I'm not joking when I say kids absolutely dig the flick. So it's worth renting at least for your kids to experience something a bit darker. It's from Tim Burton. It is the movie Frankenweenie, the one where the kid reanimates the dead body of his little puppy. Yes, it's dark and weird. But so was Beetlejuice, and you let your kids see that too, didn't you? Just think about where you've been. I'm telling you, Frankenweenie, interesting movie. The cool part is when the kid decides to show all the other kids in the neighborhood, hey, this is how I brought my dog back to life. Then everybody starts playing God. It's a crazy film, but it is a kid's movie. I'm telling you, Frankenweenie, definitely worth it. I'm out. I'll talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
All righty.
Thank you, guys.
Joe. There he goes, Joe Hipperson. One thing about Joe, he will always introduce either a movie or a band we've never heard of.
Yep.
He digs deep. He really does. And he's brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Let's talk about a good cold beer. You know, I noticed where a beer company that used to be a St. Louis beer company, now it's a Belgian company, I saw where they're introducing a new beer. You know, when they do it, it's pretty easy for them because they have a lot of money. They just throw it at TV, radio. They advertise all over the place. And then if it's a flop, well, they write it off in the books as a big loss and move on to something else. American Patriot Beer doesn't have the budget to splash. I don't think you're going to see American Patriot on a, like a Super Bowl break.
Yeah, no,
probably
not.
They don't have that kind of money. So they're dependent on people like me. to spread the word, and people like you, if you taste it and you like it, you tell other people. And here's the other way to get American Patriot to the level where I think they ultimately will get. And that is to let the people know where you shop that if they don't have American Patriot beer and they don't sell it, that you'd really appreciate it if they would. Ask them when they think they'll start selling American Patriot beer. If you know anything about me at all, I would never send you or direct you to a product or service that I myself don't like. That, by the way, wouldn't even mean that it wasn't any good. If I had a dark beer like a stout, Guinness Stout Company come to me and say, would you sell our beer? I couldn't do it because I couldn't come on here and tell you that I tried it and I liked it and I tried it again and I think you'll like it too. I couldn't do that because I don't think most people like that bitter, dark stuff. I do think most people will love American Patriot beer, and there's a lot that you'll love about it. Number one, first and foremost, and the thing that counts the most is the taste. It's really good. It's a good beer. And then add to that the fact that now we actually do have a St. Louis beer that is conceived in St. Louis, that is 100% American, not Belgian, American beer. Everything about you look at it, as soon as you look at it, you go, oh, that's American. Eagle, a nice logo.
Hey, if you don't like it, go to Russia.
Well, Lauren, you know what? I don't know that I want to be that strong in my language. But if you love America and you love beer, what a perfect combination. American Patriot beer comes in regular and in light. All I'm asking you to do is pick up a six-pack. Take it home, get it good and cold, do what I do, frost yourself a mug in the freezer, pour it. It's good stuff. American Patriot Beer, AmericanPatriotBeer.com.
So far, it's been a fairly light afternoon of traffic. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
And we do have a stalled vehicle, though. It's partially blocking the ramp from eastbound 370 onto St. Louis Mills. Looks like westbound 70 is stacking up right at 270 through the Blanchet Bridge. On northbound 170, you're heavy in pockets between, slow in pockets between 70 and Highway 270. Not bad on your ride going toward the Cane of Rocks Bridge. It's just a little heavy Lindbergh through 170 and southbound 270. Stop and go Manchester through Dory Ferry. And this report's brought to you by Bosch Wiper Blades. Bosch reminds you to change your wiper blades this season and be prepared before extreme weather hits. Get exclusive Bosch Beam technology for superior all-weather performance. Bosch Wiper Blades, clear the way. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. It's Tuesday. That's why I'm wearing this bib. Restaurant Tuesday tonight. We go to the Shack. It also means a conversation with George Mayhew to get the latest news in restaurant touring around town. We'll throw you a little Black and White with Ron Ramey as well, and Chris Breen talks tech. All of that and more. It all starts at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safe Light can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com or ask your insurance company for Safe Light.
Is it leaking? Hi, San Luis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question is yes, you need to call Lane House Construction. We're your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Call Dalco Home Remodeling at 314-298-7300. If you buy from someone else and find out how much you could have saved on windows, roofing, and siding, you'll blow your stack.
Wow, we never give him this much time. I bet he's gotten a lot of great material from downtown. From downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring, of course, Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laquid Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
I'm terrific, thank you. Yesterday's episode of the Bill Cleveland segment, we were talking about my parents going on a cruise, and I told you they were gone for 21 days, and you asked me to follow up on it. And
yeah, we don't know how much that cost.
Well, I didn't get the price because I don't ask that kind of questions. But they were on two different cruises. One was a 10-day cruise, and one was an 11-day cruise.
Now, hang on a minute. You said 21 days. Hang on. Yeah. One is 10 days.
10.
And the other was 11.
11.
Uh-huh.
Yes. All right. That's 21. Yeah. Yep. Right. Go ahead.
Glad the math checked out.
It did.
And the good news is only two people died during the cruise. So.
Are you serious?
Is that true?
Yeah. They lost two people, yeah.
Wait, hold it. Lost them, like, where'd they go or they died?
Like, they croaked, yeah. They had to make not one but two emergency stops while they were on their...
Well, was it an accident, or were they just old, or did they have...
Yeah, were older people, yeah.
Wow.
I wonder if that,
way
I think
to
that's
go.
Pretty common.
Well,
because usually it's an older crowd that take cruises.
It's not.
What?
No, it's not. He said usually it's an older crowd.
I would say the majority is 60-plus that takes cruises.
Oh, I don't think so.
I think it depends on what cruise line you're on, too.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, the NHL lockout, thankfully, is over after the two sides settled their disputes. May have cost the league $1 billion, and that was just for dental benefits.
Oh.
Did you guys watch the big BCS championship game last night?
I wish I had after that girlfriend got spotted on.
Yeah, there was one weird moment when a Notre Dame player was running down the open field and tripped over Brent Musburger's tongue hanging out of the press box.
What? No kidding.
And members of the House had to choose between John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi for speaker.
Tough choice. Yeah.
I had kind of a similar decision last night at dinner when I decided between spoiled Brussels sprouts and moldy cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That's thank right, you, Red Boy. Appreciate that. And finally, this afternoon. So apparently there's an iPhone app that alerts you if your spouse is trying to read your emails and text messages.
Whoa.
Yeah. Experts call it a revolutionary product. Meanwhile, Tiger Woods calling it 3 years too late.
Yeah.
Bill Cleveland segment. We filled 3 minutes. How about that? The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
See you later.
Is that true? An app that tells you if your wife is looking at your... We just put a lock on your phone. Just look at the passcode. That's all you have to do. Hey, don't go away. We have, we're out at 5:30, but we will have a playhouse and we will have the joke. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 5:50.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. There's a lot of talk about guns today. The second anniversary of the Tucson shooting. Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was wounded that day, launched a political action committee with her husband to curb gun violence. The city of Seattle launching...